This is Shelley Brim Baggett coming to you from beautiful Branson, Missouri, where we are on a Believer's Voice of One Witness broadcast. Usually it's Mom, Billy Brim, but today here I am with wonderful family members. My sister, can you say hello, Brenda?
Hello.
And Brenda, you've been married for how long now?
We've been married 3 months. We got actually a little over 3 months, June 19th, 2010. And if you guys got a Gazette, which I know a lot of you said something, congratulations and things like that, you saw the article about it and pictures and all.
So your name now is Brenda Marie Kruko, and you are here with your husband, and his name?
Tony Kruko.
Now, Tony Kruko, you are quite an amazing brother-in-law. This broadcast is centered around the miracle worker, the Lord Jesus Christ, in your heart. And I know people will be listening who need a miracle.
Amen.
And what testimony of a miracle. Yes, your testimony of a miracle. So I'm going to let you guys talk. Where would you like to begin today? And please be excited about listening, because this is going to not only be relevant for today, but it's going to be archived on our broadcast for people who need miracles. And so as we were talking yesterday, we were going into the details about you being on the side of the road and the emergency workers coming to assist, and that your life was ebbing away. Mother had received a phone call to pray, and she began to pray. And then Brenda, where did you come in?
Well, they took him to the hospital.
You're in Branson.
In Branson, in the emergency room. It was on a Saturday. And he, like, they the emergency room doctor, first of all, they thought it was his heart. And so they did not want to take him to Springfield because they said we need to look at him ASAP. And at that time, and then when they got to the hospital, the emergency room doctor ordered MRI. And that's when he diagnosed it as acute pancreatitis. At that point, you know, he just said, later on, Tony was told that he had necrotic kind, which there's different phases of pancreatitis. Acute is, he just said his pancreas needs a rest, no food or water. And that's what they did for Tony at that time, for about 3 or 4 days, and until he went to, later on, he went to Springfield.
Now, Tony, were you, you weren't in a coma at this point, right? You were aware of your surroundings? And
I was pretty aware when I was in the ambulance. They loaded me into the ambulance, and there was just a little note there. Mm-hmm. They thought it was my heart and that I was having a heart attack. And so they hooked me up to an EKG machine. And a number of years ago, I'd had an incident. I was born with a congenital heart defect, and my cardiologist told me to tell anyone who was doing an EKG that I have a abnormal EKG, but my heart is fine. Mm-hmm. What that does is tell the EKG technician that I've had one previous incident, a mild heart attack that would show up on the EKG, but they had to overlook that and look for something else.
Right.
And so when they loaded me into the ambulance, I told the technician, when they were hooking up the EKG, I have an abnormal EKG, but my heart is fine. Mm-hmm. And the technician says, what are you talking about? I said, well, my cardiologist told me that if I told you that, you would understand that. And long story short, he says, I don't know what you're talking about. You have a perfectly normal EKG.
Glory to God. That's wonderful.
I didn't think any more of it. I thought that their EKG machine was probably defective, and on to the hospital they took me. Somewhere, when they started on, I remember them unloading me at the hospital, but I started going into the coma. At that point, I was in a coma for 27 days. Initially, it was, I believe, from the pain, and then after a day or two, they had put me on painkillers, and the medical, it was medically induced from that point on.
Okay. Yeah.
And so Brenda recalls more of that.
He started, his body function started shutting down. And at that point, the doctor who had diagnosed him, we never saw again. And once they put him in the hospital, it was like they really didn't get that first diagnosis, because they thought he had pneumonia and other things. But what it, basically what it all is after, you know, hindsight's 20/20, it was his respiratory. He got where he couldn't breathe.
Respiratory failure.
He had respiratory failure, and they put him on a respirator at the hospital, the local hospital here, and then that was on Tuesday that they put him on a respirator. And of course that breathes for you. Mm-hmm. And then they did some things that weren't quite right. But make a long story short, Wednesday morning, they shipped him to a hospital in Springfield.
Now that's about
and he
an
was
hour
in a coma. He was in a coma. By that time, he was in a coma. His body was shutting down. Uh-huh. They told me that he wouldn't live through the night. Tuesday night.
Now, was there a nurse there in Branson?
Now, on Monday, when he was there on Monday, he was in a lots of pain, but he was coherent. A woman that we know that goes to our church, Faith Life Church, and who's a nurse, she came into his room, and she said, "Tony, I'm." Should I give her name? I'm Monica Maynard, and she says, I'm in charge of this floor. Mm-hmm. She said, I'm the nurse, she doesn't wear a nurse uniform. She was the head mm-hmm. of all the nurses in the floor. And she says, it's not an accident that you're on my floor. And she said, I have been, this weekend, she said, I went to a meeting for Eagle Mountain Church, and there was this minister there, and she said his name, but I'm not real sure on it. And she said he had an altar call, and he said anybody that's involved in touching people's lives in the healing minute, like, you know, mm-hmm. nurses, doctors, counselors, mm-hmm. anything that where you touch people, mm-hmm. you know, in the world, or if you're a minister, you can come up to this altar call, and I want to lay hands on you. And she says, I do not think that's an accident that I just got back
right.
Sunday and here it is Monday mm-hmm. and that you're in here. And she says, if you do not mind, she says, I would like to pray with you.
Wow.
And so she prayed that she, you know, there was a Holy Ghost prayer, and she prayed for his healing,
yes.
of course. And then she prayed that he would get only the best of care.
Now, this was engraved in your heart, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
As you continued in the days mm-hmm. and the weeks in the future,
mm-hmm.
you can look back on this prayer that she prayed, right?
We had decided,
best of care.
That's why the Lord, that, you know, at first Tony said, that why didn't I just go on to Springfield, which is a bigger city, and, you know.
And that's where my doctors were.
Yeah, and, you know, but we had seen the hand of God that with Monica there, and mm-hmm. that prayer that started.
So she prayed that prayer on
yeah.
Monday.
Yeah.
And then he is taken from point A, Branson, to Springfield.
Yeah.
About an hour
away.
Transported via land ambulance. Just a side note, on Sunday, I was completely out all day Sunday, but I was coherent on Monday morning long enough to hear her prayer, and I don't remember anything after that mm-hmm. prayer.
Wow.
Then they transported me via land ambulance. My ventilator quit in the ambulance.
Mm.
The technician couldn't bag me, and so I was without forced oxygen. I was breathing on my own, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
it was struggling. And so I was without oxygen via mechanical means for an undetermined period of time. And then they admitted me to St. John's.
And also at this time, this was, he went on a Saturday, and then, was it Tuesday morning that you went to the other hospital, or was it Wednesday morning?
It was the 6th of May, whatever day that was.
So
in the morning.
By that time, his family had driven all night, and they had arrived at 7:30 in the morning.
From Iowa.
Uh-huh.
Correct.
And they were there when they transported him back to Springfield. So they're in the picture now. Actually, it's his sister and his two sisters and his mother.
Okay, and then what happened?
So then they all went to the hospital in Springfield.
Okay, now if you're just tuning in, we're talking about Tony's miracle, how he was healed from pancreatitis that is worst case scenario. So we're, and also this is based on the Word of God. I just sense the to honor the Word. Psalm 145, and it says in verse 10, "All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power." And we're talking about the power of God that raised Tony from the dead. And we're building a sure case scenario of step A, B, C, where you were transported from one hospital to the next and then ended up where? Mayo Clinic?
Well, no. Then his doctor, he had an episode, I guess in 2007, of he had some gallstones in his gallbladder. And he can tell you this. And the doctor that took care of him was in Springfield. So he's that's where they took him, and he was started being under this doctor's care.
Okay.
And he was in a coma at that time.
So we're going to back up a little bit. This happened in 2009. Your attack.
We'll go on to that later.
Okay, later.
But throughout this period of time, my vital signs, since my systems were shutting down, my vital signs had to be mechanically controlled with drugs and mechanical devices, and my blood pressure would skyrocket to 200 and some over 100 and some, and then it would drop within 30 minutes down to 49 over 20. Mm. And at that time, they thought that each time it would do that, they thought they were losing me. Well, one of the miracles that happened is my family, who I was not sure where their faith was, they found out that if they put in Gene Ann McNally's CD, that my vital signs would come back to normal. If they were too low, they'd come up to normal, or if they were too high, they'd come down to normal. And so they got to the point where they just left her CD in, running 24/7.
Now that's the radio offer this week.
That's correct.
The Gene Ann McNally healing scripture. And so we want to make that available. We just have about a minute left on the broadcast. And so if you're interested in this, you can write Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or you can call area code 417-336-4877 or 1-800-972-3447. Or you can log on Billy Brim, B-I-L-L-Y-E, Brim, B-R-I-M, .org. And so with the last few seconds that we have left, not only do we have the Gene Ann McNally series where it's actual, what is she doing?
She reads the scriptures and then she ministers to you about the healing.
See, actually, Tony was in a coma. And
we just have a few seconds. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. So we can pick up on that later.
Let's do. So don't miss tomorrow. These are all wonderful. And also we have offering Dodie Osteen on Healed of Cancer, and it's just $2. And so
that played a vital role.
This played a vital role,
yes,
Tony?
Yes.
So you
we'll get in that tomorrow.
Okay, wonderful. So in the meantime, this is Shelley Brim Baggett and Tony and Brenda Kruko. God bless you. Shalom. And may you join us tomorrow. Miracles, modern day miracles. Shalom.